Windows, October the 31st. The Paralysis of a Divided Heart. In 1 Kings 18:21 we read, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." That word was never addressed to the unsaved. It was never intended for them. It is only rarely that the unsaved are in the position of two opinions. More often than not, they are of no opinion. That is what the prophet really said to the people. "How long limp you from one side to the other?" He viewed them as lame, and lamed by uncertainty, lamed by indecision, paralyzed by an unsettled issue. Oh, how an unsettled issue does paralyze the life. Have a controversy with the Lord, an unsettled issue with the Lord, and your whole life is lame, is paralyzed. You are limping first one way and then the other. There is no sense of stability about you. So the prophet calls for the issue to be settled. "How long limp ye from one side to the other?" Settle this issue one way or the other. If Jehovah be God, let him have his place, his full rights. Settle it once and for all. If Baal is God, well, then let it be settled. But until that is done, you are crippled, you're paralyzed. And the whole secret of your being in that weak, indefinite, unstable, uncertain place is that God is not having his full rights. There is a dividedness in your life, a dividedness in your soul, because other interests and considerations are in view. The dividedness may be in your home life, where you have power, authority and influence, and you are not standing 100% for the Lord's interests there. It may be working in other directions, but wherever it is present, the result is that deep down in your being, you are not satisfied. You are not at rest. Oh, you may be busy. You may be occupied. You may be rushing hither and thither in the Lord's name. But you know that deep down there is a lack, an uncertainty, an unsettled state. Your spiritual life is limited and paralyzed. It will always be so, unless the issue is settled and God has his place in fullness in every part and relationship of your life. It is a question of zeal for the Lord, jealousy for the Lord.